During a joint meeting Tuesday, Pitkin County Commissioners chose to delegate the adoption of the management plan to the Open Space and Trails Board, which chose to adopt the plan after hearing from Lindsay Utter, Planning and Outreach Manager for the county's Open Space and Trails Department. She started by listing the plan's vision statement.
To protect and preserve the natural environment and future use of Penny Hot Springs in a safe and environmentally sustainable manner that is compatible with the location's natural setting and that encourages respect and stewardship.
Utter says all of the action items listed in the management plan tie in to that original vision statement, starting with the most critical step, developing a right-of-way agreement with the Colorado Department of Transportation.
To have a seamless system and to frankly be able to enforce any rules and regulations, it requires the county of a lease agreement with CDOT to lease back the pullout and then the other half of the hot springs. And what that lease would also allow us to do is have rule changes and have a seamless system with rules so that our triangle of property, the rules match what CDOT right-of-way has, and empower the open space rangers to enforce those rules.
Lindsay Utter says while the CDOT agreement would probably take a year or two, public education around rules needs to start right away.
The committee would like a sign that could go out as soon as possible that outlines the existing rules and regulations so that users will start to understand that there will be behavioral shift needed in the future here.
The adopted rules ban camping and loud music above a level consistent with the county's existing noise code restrictions. Two other rules aim to reduce waste at the site by banning dogs and glass containers. Since the site will not have any kind of trash can, public education efforts will also focus on the Leave No Trace ethic. Apart from listing rules, eventual permanent signage at the site would be used for listing historical and environmental information.
The big goal is that you want to encourage the sense of responsibility and ownership and the education around why this needs to be protected from the visitors to Penny Hot Springs.
Another big focus of the plan is the design of the parking space, setting up well-defined entrance and exit points, and limiting the number of parking spaces to approximately 10, which will reduce the number of vehicles currently able to park at the site.
And the committee very specifically wanted it to be reduced.
Yeah.
To help control the use.
Was it 21 down to 10?
21 is like the hodgepodge of cars you currently shove in there.
Right.
I think just through design, we're going to lose parking spots by limiting or creating this is where you access, this is or where you enter, where you exit, set back from the highway, set back from the river.
Right.
It's going to quickly limit what can fit in there.
As part of a stream bank stabilization effort, the plan creates one designated route down to the hot springs from the parking area to minimize foot traffic, restore plant life, and reduce erosion. The most controversial item was the addition of a restroom.
In general, roughly, the lines kind of broke around those who use the site thinking that it maybe wasn't as necessary versus other groups representing the community feeling that the amount of use there currently should require a porta potty on site.
Planning and outreach manager for Pitkin County's Open Space and Trails Department, Lindsay Utter, says a porta potty facility would be installed on a trial basis because of worries that it could attract more non-hot springs users to the site, create waste issues, or add a maintenance burden. After some discussion, officials ultimately agreed to move forward with the existing language and keep the initial restroom structure with plans to revisit the subject in the future. Other details about the management plan, including planned improvements like an emergency call box, along with the historical information about the site, and more can be found online at pitkinostprojects.com. KDNK News, I'm Lucas Turner.